You must come and stay this summer, said Ron. Both of you. I'll send you an owl. Thanks, said Harry. I'll need something to look forward to. People jostled them as they moved forward toward the gateway, back to the Muggle world. Some of them called, Bye, Harry.
See you, Potter.
Still famous, said Ron, grinning at him. Not where I'm going, I promise you, said Harry. He, Ron, and Hermione passed through the gateway together.
There he is, Mum! There he is! Look!
It was Ginny Weasley, Ron's younger sister, but she wasn't pointing at Ron.
Harry Potter! She squealed. Look, Mum, I can see!
Be quiet, Ginny, and it's rude to point. Mrs. Weasley smiled down at them. Busy year? She said.
Very, said Harry. Thanks for the fudge and the sweater, Mrs. Weasley. Oh, it was nothing, dear.
Ready, are you?
It was Uncle Vernon, still purple-faced, still moustached, still looking furious at the nerve of Harry, carrying an owl in a cage in a station full of ordinary people. Behind him stood Aunt Petunia and Dudley, looking terrified at the very sight of Harry.
You must be Harry's family, said Mrs. Weasley.
In a manner of speaking, said Uncle Vernon. Hurry up, boy. We haven't got all day.
He walked away.